I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, I've been thinking about it, and actually thinking about it before we put out that statement. I know in the past when I've been asked about whether it's our name or the Chief Wahoo, I think I would usually answer and say, I know that we're never trying to be disrespectful. And I still feel that way. But I don't think that's a good enough answer today.
It seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse.
Terry Francona saying that it may be time for a name change when it comes to the Cleveland Indians, and they are undergoing that process right now, as are the Washington Redskins. And so,
just dump that.
I think it's part of a news discussion, Curtis. Okay. I think we're allowed to say it.
Am I supposed to feel bad that I watched the movie Major League last week that has the Cleveland
yes.
Indians?
Yes, I think so.
I apologize.
Yes.
Canceled.
And then here in Boston, a movement afoot to change the name of the BU mascot, mm-hmm. the Terriers, mm-hmm. Have Rhett the dog
yep.
as their mascot.
Okay.
And some are demanding that Rhett undergo a name change.
Right.
Because Rhett is named after Clark Gable's character from Gone with the Wind. I don't know how you feel about
it.
I don't know how you feel about that. But
well, Greg, the BU Pep Band doesn't think simply changing the name is even enough. They posted this late last week that said that we, the student leadership of the BU Pep Band, stand with the BU Dog Pound in the potential renaming of our mascot, Rhett the Terrier. We are not against changing the name, but we feel that it would be viewed as merely performative if not done in conjunction with other substantial changes at the university. Some actions include cutting ties with Aramark, defunding the BU Police Department, cutting ties with the Boston Police Department, renaming the Yawkey Center, and or matching BU Student Gov fundraiser donations with the Black Lives Movement. Mm. Otherwise, simply renaming Rhett would be viewed as merely surface-level change that would come across as a meaningless and empty gesture. Hmm. And that's from the BU Pep Band.
Okay. Now, I gather, when I was looking at this over the weekend, the reason they chose Rhett is because Rhett loves Scarlet.
No one loves Scarlet more than Rhett.
Okay.
And Scarlet is their color.
Scarlet is, of course, their color.
Because the mascot was around like 2 decades before the movie even came out, but they kind of jumped on it at the time saying, oh, this would be a nifty little crossover and we can name the mascot mm-hmm. Rhett. Cute. And now here we are in 2020. And
can't you pay $300 to change your own name? So why can't Rhett just change his name? Why can't Rhett, well, just like last week when Wally the Green Monster did that riveting interview in the Boston Globe, how about Rhett does an expose or a one-on-one sit-down with Bob Holler and says that he's decided to change his name because it's not in line with our current values, Greg?
I see. I mean, what if they were to spell it differently or something? Would that be...
No, I don't think that'll work.
That one, no.
No.
I mean, I'm colorblind. I find team colors to be offensive, like Scarlet, Crimson Tide.
That's, I'll be a colorblind guy on both shows.
Why? Who?
Oh, LB.
LB was colorblind. Yes, yes.
What?
Well, in my home continent of Stowe, the Neshoba region, mm-hmm. the Chieftains are no longer the Chieftains.
That's it. It's done. Decided,
yes.
Finished.
Wow. So they voted, the school committee voted, to do away with the Neshoba Chieftains.
Now.
At a cost of... $2 million.
Oh, okay.
$2 million
to make that change. Hmm. I guess because all new uniforms, mm-hmm. signs. Mm-hmm. Is that
paraphernalia, so, the promotional materials, whatever signs up in the? Yes, are they gonna have to, like? Are there any championship banners or congrats to the Chieftains that they're gonna have to go back and retroactively?
I would assume they're gonna have to take all that stuff down and erase all of that stuff.
How many people are honestly offended by that name?
I don't.
30? I don't know.
I don't know.
But you wouldn't argue Redskins has got to go. I mean, that is just blatantly offensive.
Well, do you think that the decision should be made by us or by those who are offended by it? Am I allowed to speak on it, Ken? Am I allowed to?
Nope.
You're allowed to speak on it, sure.
I mean, mm-hmm. in the case of the Neshoba Chieftains, I'm not sure that it was any actual Native Americans that were making the case for this. I think it was some
guilty white
some
people,
woke folks who were deciding
woke
that.
Folk.
Yeah, woke oh. folk.
That's Nick's new T-shirt.
GWP
who are making that decision.
Hashtag
I think
woke
we
folk.
Can differentiate Chieftains from Redskins, though, as a little sure. bit mm-hmm. further
well,
left on the spectrum.
What about the Chiefs?
Right, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah,
they may come for them afterwards. First, we'll take care of the Washington football team, then the Cleveland baseball tribe, mm-hmm. and then eventually they may make their way. Well, the first thing you know that's going to go is the chop, is like the big yeah. chant, you know, which they do at Florida State as well. That's gonna be gone. They'll ask them to stop doing that. Then eventually maybe they'll come after the name Chief, but they're not even really named in any sort of inflammatory or derogatory way after Native American people.
And
they're
Greg,
actually named after somebody.
What? The Chiefs are named after somebody?
Yes.
Named Chief. Chief?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave Chief.
Hey, Chief.
Dave Chief. Yes. Yes.
Bob Chief. Uh-huh.
There was a story 4 years ago, May 19th, 2016, in the Washington Post, where they conducted a poll that had 9 in 10 Native Americans are not offended by the Redskins' name. So that was the Washington Post, not exactly Drudge or, you know, mm-hmm. Fox News,
right.
came out with that information 4 years ago.
This is Steve. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Fitzy, this one's especially for you. But I could, as a white privileged male, I could rename all these teams instantly. Like, what's wrong with the Washington Redskin Potatoes?
Oh my God.
I thought the Washington Philly Busters, since they play in the NFC East.
Oh, the Philly Busters.
Huh? Thank you.
Atlanta, home of the Brave.
Oh.
Easy.
Steve, this is you're hired.
But the Braves are not the Braves are. They haven't announced anything, right? They're not reviewing. They're not changing.
So.
There's got to be pressure on them, right?
And what about the Eagles? They're an endangered species.
Yeah, Greg, I'm sorry. I just wanted to update what I said a minute ago. Harold Roe Bartle was the mayor of Kansas City, and Lamar Hunt renamed the franchise the Kansas City Chiefs after Bartle's nickname, The Chief.
The Chief.
So they are named yeah. after someone's nickname. So you're the kind of guy who says, like, hey, Chief. We all say, like, hey, Chief, hey, guy, dude,
I've never said hey, Chief.
No, if you say, hey, Chief, I'm making fun of you immediately.
Okay.
If you're serious.
Some people say, hey, Chief,
yeah,
all right?
Gotcha. All right.
All right.
The Chiefs
Regardless.
Actually issued a statement, the Braves issued a statement through the Associated Press. They said, we've held meetings with our Native American working group, which will collaborate with us on cultural issues, education, and community outreach to amplify their voices and show fans they're still proudly here. The Atlanta Braves have a meaningful commitment to honor the Native American community. We honor, support, and value them. That will never change, but it appears unlikely that they're going to consider a name change at this time.
All right. Well, I mean, I've heard some say that they are guessing there's no way that the Redskins play this season under that name.
I'd be shocked if they did.
You would?
I'd be shocked. With the current climate, I would be shocked.
Washington.
I think FedEx is putting a lot of pressure on them to change.
And you know who more pathetically is? Nike. Nike
is
putting pressure
on
them for their name when they're employing, you know, 12-year-olds.
All right. And then the BU Terrier, we believe that... he or she will be Rhett no more.
Mm-hmm.
The artist formerly known
okay.
as
Rhett Kahn.
Yes.
Yep, Dunsky.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Time to get to Ken and what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
You want some of the favorites, by the way, for the name changes in Washington and the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah. Sure.
These are at Odd Shark. Redskins top is Red Tails. That's the favorite of the clubhouse.
Red Tails?
Yep. Washington Presidents, Washington Generals. Washington Memorials, Washington Lincolns. Those are your top five.
Wait, what, don't they have to get rid of Washington?
Yeah.
He owns slaves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it could be a double whammy. Yes. Good point. Yeah, Cleveland the Naps? I don't understand. What's the Naps? What's the tie in there? The Cleveland
it's
Naps?
It's an homage to Mike Napoli.
Shirtless. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Their jersey is shirtless.
The Spiders, the Guardians, the Wild Things, the Buckeyes, and the Rocks. The
Wild Things.
I kind of like the Wild Things because of the movie.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
That movie's great, by the way.
It's I kind of like that.
Well, Sean Doolittle, I get a feeling, is going to be getting a lot of play across sports radio stations today. A very introspective, would you call it? Well, you said take the mic away from him. I don't know.
Yes. I mean,
Very thoughtful, introspective look at
these guys understand that the average American making whatever they're making, $50,000, $75,000, has to go back to work? They don't have any choice.
Right.
And they don't, when they get into these rants as a Major League Baseball player, people are saying, just get out there and play some baseball. Like, you're lucky to be playing that game and being paid millions of dollars. But we can go ahead and listen to what he said.
It does, like, bring to mind kind of where we're at in our response to this as a country. Like, we're trying to bring baseball back during a pandemic that's killed 130,000 people. We're way worse off as a country than where we were in March when we shut this thing down. And, like, look at where other developed countries are in their response to this. We haven't done any of the things that other countries have done to bring sports back. Sports are, like, the reward of a functioning society, a functional society. And we're just, like, trying to just bring it back, even though we've taken none of the steps.
Can't argue with that.
You can't argue with the fact that we're worse off than we were in March.
Certainly a lot.
What is he talking about?
Can I ask a question to Sean Doolittle? When you were negotiating your collectively bargained agreement with the owners, why didn't you say we will only play when these certain things are met? No, you wanted your money and you want to return to play, and now you want to act like you're holier than that.
Well, they're allowed to opt out.
Yep.
Yeah. They live in a zero reality world.
Well, the reality is Florida had 11,458 cases yesterday.
20 deaths.
Okay, that's a two-week lagging indicator. New York's at their peak. New York was 12,000.
Can we go back to audio 2 weeks from today and hear Ken ripping Florida, please?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got audio from you saved about how great Florida is, buddy. You want to get to that?
Uh-oh.
A couple weeks, we'll be playing that on a loop.
I mean, do they understand that there are people who would like to find a way for normal life to resume?
Yes.
Because they're putting food on the table depends on it. Like, is he concerned about anybody who's had a business over the last 4 months and hasn't been able to operate their business or find a way to make money?
Can we get a quick update on the 4th of July, by the way? I don't know where you were. I have never seen. You would think that business is not just normal. It's booming, AB. I've never seen Cape Cod busier in my life.
Really? Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. Well,
yeah, because people are trying to find a way to support some of these businesses.
Every place packed.
Yeah.
Well, the numbers are good here. I like that. Curtis should have gone to the Cape.
But I thought Ken said that people don't want to go out.
In the Northeast, now that the numbers are down, they do.
Oh, okay.
If you look in the South, they are closing everything down. But hockey's coming back because Canada's in good shape. Two hub cities, Toronto and Edmonton, Phase 3. Training camp starts July 13th. Travel to those hub cities for the Bruins. It'll be Toronto July 25th. And then the tournament starts August the 1st. So looking pretty good for... Well, at least Wiggy will lose that portion of the bet to Curtis. We'll get one sport back. And Cam Newton made it to Foxborough. He's undergoing his physical, the one-year contract, $1.75 million. No quarantine, as a text reporter pointed out earlier, which is quite alarming. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
We still want to know, like, how's everything going to function and work? And, you know, don't get me wrong, everybody's working towards that and building. Like, there's calls and everything. But I think that's more important than whether there's four preseason games, two preseason games, no preseason games. Like, all of that stuff will work its way out, work itself out. But, like, all that stuff matters if the first phase of us being back in training camp is going well. Like, if that doesn't go well, then there's no anything. So I think, for me, that has been more of my focus. I haven't really cared about, you know, what the preseason games look like.
McCourty expressing apparently some concern, I guess, about going back to work, as are David Price and other Major League Baseball players who will not return. And, I mean, I don't know how do you feel about Gordon Hayward? That's for the birth of his child.
I feel like that's a little different.
He's saying that he will leave the bubble upon the impending birth of his child, right. And then he will theoretically return, but he will quarantine.
Although nobody else is leaving and coming back has to quarantine besides the players. So
I was going to say, if you want to ask, like, how do I feel about Gordon Hayward insisting people on Twitch call him daddy? Not so good. That's his thing. He asks people to call him, like, that's like his nickname. It's super creepy.
Oh,
what a that's weirdo.
That's why Stidham limited his comments. So, but leaving the bubble... I get it. Maybe Mrs. Hayward could induce a little early there, fella. You know,
Be right around the finals time. Should the Celtics get that far?
I think it's late August, and so with the game, I think if I read correctly, Ken, back me up here. Mrs. Hayward's pregos and ready to go, Mike. Maybe late August. So I don't think it would be around the playoffs. Could be underway.
Actually, it's exactly that. It's during the playoff time. That's exactly it.
I mean,
that's
you tough. Sign a contract where you're being paid $33 million to play basketball. I don't know. If I were Wick, I know Wick will support him because he's a good guy. But if I owned the Celtics, I think I'd be pretty bothered by that.
I would be too.
Here's a text which says, I am disappointed in David Price and athletes who could be leaders when it comes to getting people back to work. So apparently there are some who are going to say, hey, you have a great opportunity here that not many of us are afforded, and that is to play baseball and be paid millions for it, and you're not going to be a leader and show everybody that it's courageous to go back to work and to get out there and do it, Ken.
I was saying the exact same thing until the politicians failed us and the people of these states failed us and didn't take it seriously, so now it's out of our hands. The virus is out of control.
Well, it's such an odd, it's such a weird, like, disparate lot of people that have decided to opt out so far in Major League Baseball, like Felix Hernandez. I'm surprised, King Felix. Mike Leake. David Price, Ryan Zimmerman. I mean, all right, with the Nationals, you're Ryan Zimmerman. You're a veteran. You just won the World Series. You've made a boatload of cash. Take an extended vacation. It's a victory lap for him.
Well, that's what it is those guys have the money to not go back.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But do they get that the average American doesn't and is going to look at it and go, are you kidding me? Like, I have to go to an office building and wait 4 hours to get in an elevator.
And you're not being provided daily tests with a state-of-the-art medical staff at your whim.
Yeah.
But no spitting.
I mean, no spitting. Whatever happened to those who much is given, much is expected. Like, you have all this money. You have the ability to be a good role model for people seeing David Price back on the mound. Baseball's back. I feel like I'm going to reinvest in the economy. Instead, they're selfish.
This is Art from Walpole. What's up, Art?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
Guys, you know, I think these professional athletes better realize one thing, that America is learning how to live without sports right now. And yours truly at the top of the heap. Well, I never thought I could live an hour without it. I mean, it's a different life now. And guess what? The longer these guys are away from their athletic situations, the longer and more comfortable this country is in living without it. And I don't think going forward, they're not going to be making nearly as much money, and the fan interest is going to be diminished. And it's going to be a different ball of wax. And the other thing I'd like to say, relative to previous conversations, this craziness with the renaming these sports teams and the paranoia and all this craziness is exactly the reason why, in spite of what the polls say, and I'm not a big fan of them, I think Donald Trump would be reelected. In spite of the fact that he's corrupt and he's a dishonest and all the other things, this craziness is going to lead, it's going to give him another path to being reelected. That's my opinion.
You're telling me that I get what you're saying about sports, but don't you think when it returns, you'll be right back where you were before, like addicted to it?
I don't know. Me personally, in my 60s, I could never live like I said without it. I feel very different, doing a lot of different things. Yeah, I mean, I'll jump back on the bandwagon, but I mean, if this keeps going on, Greg, I'm saying a whole lot longer. I don't think these guys are going to be worth nearly what they they're being paid now, A, and I think people just really, really learn to live without this thing. And that's just my personal feeling.
All right.
Yeah. It's like when you're not around something for a while, you think you're fine without it, like an ex. You're like, nah, you kidding me? This life is great. And then the second it comes back, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to affect, when it comes to what they're making, I don't think this is going to have any. You do?
It may. Ultimately, salary caps could be forced to come down in football. Baseball teams may say, like, yeah, I know we have these guaranteed contracts with you and the league can come fight us all they want, but we don't have the money to pay you $35 million a year anymore, Mike Trout, for 12 years because you didn't show up and fans aren't buying the jerseys and we're not selling any hot dogs and Cokes, so we're screwed. We got to figure out. There could be a busting of this as far as I know. And these players that opt out, Greg, they're the ones, like, they're going to find out that their team can move on without them just fine, probably. Like, I hate to say it, but nobody really, like, Mike Trout's not a household name if for any other reason than people keep saying, like, I hear Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. What else do you know? What else do you know about him?
Nothing.
What else do you know about him?
Yeah. Then he makes a boatload of money.
That's it.
That makes a boatload of money.
That's it. But Tom Brady's out, all of a sudden, cages are rattled.
I think once sports comes back and we can iron out the kinks and just get it back to normal, I think people are going to be right back on board. Like, it may take a little while to flesh it out, to wash it through, so to speak. Once it's back in earnest, people will be back on
board. And I think that the evidence agrees with you, Danielle, because the limited number of sport events we've had, whether it was the Tiger and Brady and Phil and Manning, golfing and other things,
look at the numbers.
Have all been spiked. I mean, that was the highest rated golf event in 10 years, including the Masters on cable TV.
Yeah. People want sports.
Are we going to rename the Masters, by the way?
They're talking about it. Hello, Derek.
Welcome back.
Hey, hello. Ooh, Derek the Steelers fan. What's up, D?
Oh, I've missed me.
How are we doing?
What's going on?
Well, I too, like you, Hilldog, had a vacation last week, so I'm feeling really refreshed. And, you know, what a joke. This COVID stuff is just completely laughable. You know, people not showing up for appointments, Ken, right? And guess what happens? Positive. Yeah. The numbers are completely amok.
What do you think about Curtis not going to Florida? That was unbelievable.
It's stupid is what I think. It's stupid.
What a P-word.
You know, that said, okay, we're not going to have our kids go back to school, right? But Baker's up there talking about, yay, let's go. We're going to have sports. Like, people should be focusing on, you know, getting the country back going. And we're not. We're too busy. Everybody wants to be a scared. Right? Everyone's going to die, Ken. Is that what's going
to
happen?
Well, how about you grade Massachusetts compared to Texas right now? What are you seeing?
I'm not. Because I don't believe the numbers, Ken. Okay. And I'm not afraid to say that with people like you and Dale who want to, you know, belittle me and tell me I don't care about people.
Well, how about the businesses that are opening and those that are closing in Massachusetts compared to Texas?
Well, how about the fact that how many businesses are going out of business because of what you people are doing, because of the fear-mongering, because of your made-up crisis that you have? You know, that's the real issue. It's not, you know, I could care less about, you know, whether, you know, the Celts are going to be playing down in Orlando. And baseball better wake up. Because they're one step away from being soccer in this country. So for those people, they need to smarten up real quick.
I nailed it.
And Hilldog, I pray to the Lord above that they do have an NFL season because it couldn't be better set up. This kid that he brought in, this is beautiful. They're going to turn on him week two. Guys like Curtis are going to be sharpening their blades with this kid when he plunges in from 1 yard out, does his little Clark Kent, and they lose by, you know, 13 because he had three turnovers. Have you ever seen a press conference when that kid, Curtis, when he has a bad game?
Oh, God. After the Super Bowl was awful.
He's going to get shredded in this town. Are you kidding me?
Derek, but you got to say, though, at the same time, Derek, it's got to be so much easier just to try to think, like, I know, try to imagine that you root for a team that wins, the Patriots. Imagine what, quiet, I'm talking to myself. Imagine how much easier, though, it's going to be now. You rooted for Tom Brady, and Cam Newton couldn't be any more different than Tom Brady. So there'll be no Brady pangs now because you're rooting for a completely different entity, completely different. No, Curtis, he's so drastically different.
Wait, he doesn't win.
According to you, this guy's going to lead you to the promised land. You're going to go 11-5. You're going to win the East.
Uh huh.
Patriots fans would be so mad if they got another Tom Brady.
That's what this kid's all about. His goofy outfits and his meme. Everything about this whole him signing has been about him. It's redemption for Cam. He hasn't once said yet, hey, I'm going to New England to win. Where I'm part of the team, I just got to win the job. Nothing. It's all about Cam and OPJ on Instagram. It's his redemption tour.
But, Derek, what happens to players when they get here? You know what it is.
You're acting like it's 100%. It doesn't always go that way.
It's the Patriot way, Derek.
Oh, yeah. And this kid's he's the poster child for that, right, little bud?
Yeah. How's your Derek, how's your porn addiction doing? I'm sorry, that was Roethlisberger.
Yeah, God, keep me out of that talk, all right? I got a reputation uphold.
All right.
Crying out loud.
Well, I think, Derek, do you feel like from a when you see whether it's David Price or whomever – when you hear them say, I'm not willing to risk, you know, the 60 games and where we have to, you know, we're going to be in a bubble, we're going to be here or there. Do you feel like that those players are missing an opportunity for their sports to essentially be leaders, to kind of motivate America? Are they missing a prime opportunity?
Hilbert, I've been saying it for months on the show. Nobody in this country is leading at all, especially in the sports world and the political world. Not one of them. And baseball is about to bury itself because, like I said, all MLS needs is, you know, one guy, one person that wants to play in that league that's a stud, and it's a wrap. Baseball is going to be down at the bottom, number 5 in this country because nobody cares. Doolittle or whatever the guy, nobody knows them. Nobody cares about baseball, and they're going to blow it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. All right.
How great is baseball, guys?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, how great is it looking up at the rear end of soccer in America, huh?
Can we just go back to one thing, and I'm not picking on Nick.
Nope, that's
Patriots
okay, Curtis.
Patriots fans, why would they want a quarterback to be different than Tom Brady?
My point, because anything
Curtis,
that reminds
you get so if anybody suggests anything that's not Brady centric, you get so butthurt.
What are you talking about? I'm explaining something. He brought up Brady's name, and yes. I'm saying that Brady, you would want your next quarterback to be the next Tom Brady.
Of course, but you're not going to find the next Tom Brady possibly ever, and you sure as hell are not going to find the next Tom Brady right after the original Tom Brady leaves town.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, Tom? I miss you, bud. So you're not going to, like, when you compare Cam Newton to Tom Brady, their style of play is so drastically different. My point, Curtis, is that it's almost going to be like a flush for the Pats fan. Like, they're going to look at Cam Newton, they'll either fall in love with or hate his style of play for a year, and it'll be a chance for them to forget Brady for a while. Then, if Stidham came in and was 45% of Brady, people would be like, well, I just feel like we got a cheap, lousy version of Brady as opposed to something that's totally different.
I understand that, but Brady is going to be playing every Sunday. So no matter whether it's Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham,
right,
the comparison is going to be Brady threw for 3 touchdowns and won, and
Cam Newton
threw
ran
a pick
for 2 and threw a pick, but still won the game.
But, you know, there's going to be that comparison no matter who starts for the Patriots next season.
Oh, my God. Curtis, you're so hoping for their failure. Imagine if it doesn't happen. Imagine how miserable you're going to be. Imagine if Cam Newton actually comes here and plays well and they're winning some football games.
Right. More people listen to the show.
You're going
to
forget who Tom Brady was.
Hill, man.
Good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
And we'll see you.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Say hi to everyone back in Boston for me.
Good to see you too, Tom.
You're going to be on my bandwagon by week 3, Greg.
Nice. Thanks for skipping that exit interview with us, Tommy.
Yep.
Tampa Tom.
How dare you?
What was his text to you?
It was,
overwhelmed.
Was it? Overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and
guys.
And then 2 days later, he goes on with Stern. Yay!
Yeah, guys, Danielle and I are whipped. We're not going to be able to make it out for a big dinner. Yeah,
sorry.
Overwhelmed with everything right now.
So much going on.
G-Man, how you doing?
Maybe get to the interview at some point once I've sold some vitamins.
How about never?
Brady just disabled his comments right now.
Yes, right. We can.
Oh, God. You're going to be
get ready.
Camelot was the worst. That's the worst one that you suggested this morning.
There's so many more. I'm just going to slow roll 3 or 5 a day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, I thought you
say United States of Cam America or something? Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, baby. Kim Jam, Kemba Lamba.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Lamba Lamba, Red Kajama.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. We are going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We did flatten the curve for a little bit, but we didn't use that time to do anything productive. We just opened back up for Memorial Day. We decided we're done with it. Like, if there aren't sports, it's going to be because people are not wearing masks because the response to this has been so politicized.
Sean Doolittle says that if there's no sports, it's because you're not wearing a mask and you're not washing your hands or using hand sanitizer or socially distancing yourself or you're... I was reading about live performances, which can theoretically resume here in the Commonwealth today because of Phase 3 getting underway. And the performers, like if you go to a concert.
If you're going to a bro show,
yes.
Do you want to see them all up there wearing face masks?
Well, how do they sing through a face mask?
I mean, come on.
So they're not supposed to, though.
What do you mean?
Singing right? Is like if you go to a show with 25% capacity outdoors, no fight scenes like you said in the theater, and no singing. Singing is discouraged.
It's not verboten, Nick. It's discouraged.
It's frowned upon.
It's a guideline. It's not a tax.
Well, is that because of the spread of the droplets from the singing?
Yeah. So no more quartets for you in the North End. No acapella quartets. Okay. But some of this stuff, I mean, and I know we want to get back to reopening, but some of these things make me not want to do this stuff. Like, I don't want to go to a show and see performers with face masks on. Like, what are the things that reopen?
But people would say, why, Danielle? Oh, why do you care? Why, like, what?
It's not
because
enjoyable.
Because it's not visually appealing to you?
Or,
I mean, Ken's going to say you can't, in the name of keeping everyone safe and safety, you can't enjoy.
Wouldn't Ken be happier if I just stayed home then?
You can't enjoy a concert when somebody's wearing a face mask?
It's just everything is so cumbersome. It's risk versus reward, cost versus worth. Like, for instance, like nail salons are back open right now. So I was very grateful to get back and see my nail guy, Tommy, who's probably listening on the way in. Good morning, Tommy and Annie. But you go in and it's like the process that you have to go through is ridiculous. The dividers between the pedicure chairs, it looks like you're at the bank teller. So they have a big plexiglass divider between you and your nail technician. And I know we got to keep everybody safe. I get that because you're in very close contact. But you have to slide your hands underneath. Mm. They can't use fans if you're getting a regular manicure. You also can't use the little foot dryers if you're getting a pedicure. So it won't surprise you if you know that I'm a clumsy F to learn that when I got my first pedicure, within 3 seconds of walking away from the chair, I kicked the rug at the checkout place and completely
and
smudged
it?
My toenails.
Yeah.
So it's just like some of the restrictions make things like for I want to go back and get massages again. I used to get massages a lot. You have to wear a face mask. I'm going to wear a face mask and stick my face in a hole during a 90-minute massage. I'm sorry, but I'm not going back for that yet.
Yeah.
Do you really call them nail technicians, by the way?
Yeah. That's what they're called.
It's
nail technicians.
Well,
that's what they're called.
I thought that was a little intense.
But also, you call yourself an engineer guy.
But also,
but
how come somebody, how come a person, a human being can put their hands all over your body before you can sit at a bar,
right,
6 feet away from somebody else, literally you could get a massage before you could go back to a gym and work out on a piece of equipment that's 8 feet away from any other
Now it's got to be like 14 because the gym thing, let's go over the gym stuff.
So does that mean like every other elliptical or every third treadmill exactly? Is that how we're spacing it out?
Yeah. So lockers must be closed or locked to enforce social distancing. Gyms should provide sanitizing wipes near lockers or in locker rooms, which is good. All individual and communal showers closed. Saunas, hot tubs, and steam rooms cannot reopen until phase 4. When it comes to the actual equipment, let's go over that.
Wait, why can't the sauna open up until phase 4?
Because you're going to have all the old dudes with no towels on sitting there just with their business out.
Curtis, what if you had it?
I can't. I just got shared a photo. It's from Thailand. I sent it to you guys. It's a picture of a classroom there. And it is, it's a schoolroom with people clothed in Thailand. And I think it's Thailand.
Thailand.
And the fact is that nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows. People who say, like Ken, who's a smart guy, that they have the answers, are lying to you. We don't know. This is a brand new illness. It's a brand new virus. 14 feet is now where we are at a gym. In 100 years, they are going to look back at this time and laugh. They are going to say, look at these absolute buffoons who did all of these things thinking that they could manipulate and control a virus that is only controlled with a vaccination.
What, but
like, when Boston opens up, we're going to have a spike too, just like they're having across the country. When you open up and people interact, they will pass the virus to one another. Okay? But guess what? If you don't have comorbidities, if you don't have an underlying health condition, you have a 99% chance of effing living. You have a far worse, far greater chance of dying doing everything else on a given day.
Curtis is rattled. He did that Florida trip bad.
Well, yeah, because you ruined his vacation.
Right. No, like,
you should have let him go.
Yeah, you narked to management that he was going to go to Florida and you were going to be at risk, and then he had to cancel his trip to Florida last week.
And Ken, who has a young child, his career is reliant on our economy reopening, is sitting here harumphing his way through the day saying, close everything.
Well, yeah. Yesterday, they had a stink bug in the house, and Ken evacuated everybody out to the safe space outside.
How about the debate on the WHO and the airborne status? There's a big fight going on over that. Is it airborne? Declare it airborne?
Oh,
scientists want them to declare it?
Well, yeah, I read scientists are demanding that the WHO declare that the virus is airborne, meaning that's how you can get it inside,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
I mean, so to that point, to that point, let's go back to the gym thing for a second. All equipment, including weights, machines, treadmills, bikes, must be spaced out at least 14 feet apart or 6 feet if barriers are installed. If spacing isn't possible, gyms should block off equipment in between machines to maintain the 14 feet of distancing. We can't even get people to rack their weights after they use them, but you think people are going to avoid a machine that's roped off because it's not with it? There are people that are just going to move the tape. They'll move the blockade. They'll be like, oh, sorry, I didn't know this chest press wasn't able to be used right now.
Let's see.
Doesn't it make you just want to work out in your own house? Like, what? I know you're looking forward to going back to a gym, and I know a lot of people work out.
Which makes me
them.
Want to eat and get fat again because I'm depressed about it.
No,
won't it
don't.
Frustrate you guys when Europe is getting all these things back because they handled it properly and the United States is unable to because of the way we handled it?
So, what did we do that was improper?
We opened up too quickly in, what's it, 40 states? I mean, certainly the South and the Southeast.
Mm hmm.
And California.
So when would you have had us open up?
Follow the Baker plan. Follow the Cuomo plan. Do it carefully. Flatten the curve and then reopen carefully.
You don't think cases are going to spike here?
Not as badly.
Not like that.
But not as badly?
I personally do not believe they will spike as badly.
Based on what?
Whatever Governor Travis says, that's what I'm going to go with. Because I believe there's more vigilance here. I do. I did in these other states, Curtis. People are like, oh, I'm not wearing a mask, bro. I'm not. You can't make me wear one. And I know, I understand that I am a female and I speak like a very aggressive male. How many Karens do we need? How many other people coming out there staging anti-mask rallies do we need to see? Has there been an anti-mask rally? Have you seen a lot of Karen fighting up this way? No. It sucks wearing a mask. I have to try putting a mask on a 3-year-old, Greg. That's a blast, and walking around or trying to go to a store or visit friends.
Go ahead.
Cover it. It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, but there are a lot of experts, Ken, who believe that the surge in cases is a result of more testing.
Oh, yeah, more testing. But the positivity rate is spiked.
No, but that what that means is that mild cases that were going undetected previously are now being found.
I'm sure that is the case. There's a lot of younger people testing positive. That doesn't mean it's not significant and serious. How about the ICUs in Arizona and in Houston, Texas?
Moving the goalposts. Curtis, by the way, this texter wants you off the show.
Oh, right.
You are endangering people left and right.
Good.
With your rant.
Good morning,
your rant
Mr. morning. Curtis.
You really think that we should keep doing these practices and listening to people that have no clue what they're talking about? Like, literally, 14 feet at a gym. Tell me how they came up with that.
I would like to know.
Well, who do you think sat around? We discussed this earlier, but it bears mentioning again. Who sat around and devised the rules for live outdoor theater performances, which suggests that you can't have a fight scene?
Mm-hmm. And don't sing.
And a question.
How are you going to do Fiddler?
That is the question.
I mean, a question.
What did he say? How are you going to do Fiddler on the...
I said something is rotten in Denmark.
How are you going to do West Side Story without fight scenes?
No, you can't. There's no rumble.
The Jets and the Sharks are just going to have a staring contest.
From 6 feet away.
And you look at the way we enabled the protests, right? So all those people could gather outside, mask on, mask off, whatever. I'm sure there were a couple fights.
That's my favorite scene in Karate Kid.
They were burning buildings. That was fine, you know. But if you want to go to see Shakespeare in the park, you can't, unless with the face mask.
And by the way, why, like, what is the reasoning when it comes to the Burgermeister pushing back the Phase 3 opening for another week here in Boston?
They need more time to prep.
Who does?
The city.
The city?
The city needs
more
time
for what?
The apocalypse.
They haven't had enough time to prep?
No.
I mean, Phase 3 was announced months ago that it was going to start at this point. Why does he need another week? And what, like, isn't it the businesses that are prepping? It's not the city of Boston that's prepping.
Nope.
They put all these onerous regulations on businesses that have to try to find a way to open up. I don't understand why.
Well, there's no clarification, because when you try to find out.
What is another week going to do? Right. Why does he have to be different every time than what the governor is doing?
By the way, how embarrassing for you that nobody knew Burgermeister. How about the responses on social media? Yeah. Boy, were you embarrassed.
I know, I'm shocked, but is that because
I'm
old?
Shocked too.
Greg, I've seen every Rankin Bass and, you know, all the Channel 7, Channel 5 animated shows growing up. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I can recite.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a misfit toy.
Yeah.
But the Santa Claus is coming to town? No.
No?
No.
So I was off base by thinking that people knew what calling Marty Walsh Burgermeister Burger meant.
I knew the heat miser and the cold miser.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know. I thought people
sorry
knew.
Sorry about it.
Hello, Dave.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hi, Dave.
I just calling. Wait, when you're saying the same thing I was saying about how can you trust those two people after what they let loose in the city? I lose all respect for those jellyfishes that came out of Nahant. The mayor and the governor. Two jellyfish I seen crawling out on Nahant Beach.
Well, nice. I guess parents are upset.
I lose all respect for them. Let them just prance down New Baby Street in downtown Boston without doing a damn thing. And then they talk about keeping cover, distance, and this and that. Come on.
Well, I guess parents are upset because last minute, the governor announced that residential summer camps can't open now because they were supposed to be opening today. And so last minute, they changed that. And so now all these parents who had plans for their kids to go to camp or whatever are just plain SOL.
They're not open?
Like, no. So the residential ones.
Okay.
Because it's safer to be at a day camp than to be sleeping in a bunk or something in the overnight camp.
Keeping everything in overnight camp, which is essentially a bubble.
Yeah, that would be a bubble.
Right?
Wouldn't that be safer?
Yes. Isn't everybody, aren't the people usually staying there for the duration?
You would think so. This is Alan. What's up, Alan?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Alan?
I am a public school teacher in Massachusetts. And I teach seventh grade math, and I am 62 years old with underlying health conditions. I had a bout of blood clots in my lungs and heart and asthma. And I'm very concerned about going back to school, especially given the protective measures that the state announced, which are much less than the announcement of protections for all other places of business. 3 feet of social distancing instead of 6 feet. Mm-hmm. So every time the governor comes on and talks about social distancing, it's 6 feet, except in the schools, it only has to be 3 feet. The other thing that no one talks about is that, yes, there are a lot of people that don't get the symptoms. However, no one knows what the long-term implications are. There are indications that people get opaque spots in their lungs, which are believed to potentially cause health conditions in the future, not now, but in the future.
Yeah.
So a lot of parents are saying, you know, I'm not concerned about my children going back to school, but it maybe if they knew that there could be long-term health effects, they would be concerned.
When would
about
you
their
be
children going back to school?
Alan, when would you be comfortable with kids going back to school?
When there's a vaccine that's safe and that everyone can take and be relatively at a high degree of confidence that they're not going to get ill.
So how long
and contract the virus?
How long do you think that's going to be? That's going to be years, isn't it?
Well, I have no idea. I have you hear people say it's anywhere from the end of this year till, like you're saying, years. And the other thing is, so why is it different in the school? Why aren't there protective plexiglass between you and the students, or between the students and themselves, like you see at the store, like you see at all the service counters?
Well, where does the where does the money come when it comes to the towns and the city? Where do they get the money to do all this stuff?
Well, that's a tough situation, except the federal government has been printing money and passing it out. Maybe they need to print money and pass it out to the schools and make that a priority.
Right. Just to,
inflation just
keep,
be damned.
Just keep handing the money out.
Just keep printing.
Comes with a Biden 2020.
Alan, I have a question for you regarding the vaccines. Sure. If we develop, when we develop a vaccine, what percentage of people need to actually take the vaccine for you to be comfortable with that? Because the development and the release is not enough. I think we need to have a certain percentage of the population. And when people talk about vaccines, they don't mention that a lot, because I think a lot of people are going to be a little reluctant to get a vaccine that's only been in the market a short time, or that was maybe rushed to market or approval.
Yeah, that's definitely a really good point. I think that taking a vaccine is a personal decision. I think if I take the vaccine, make that personal decision, then I feel safe at that point, then I can go back to school, even if the other children don't have the vaccine, because I've had the vaccine and I'm protected from contracting the virus if it really works. So if they're not protected, that doesn't affect me in any way. It just affects them. And that's a personal decision that their parents have to make. I just think that, do you really think it's worth me going back to school and risking my life? And yeah, teaching is an extremely rewarding profession and I love it. And I really want to be back with the children, but not at the risk of losing my life. That's not worth it. And I don't want to give my career up either. I don't think I should have to give my career up. I think I should be offered options that allow me to retain my career, which I love and I want to continue and when it's safe to. And I should have those options. There's plenty of ways of doing it. I can be on long-term disability. I could use my sick time. But none of that's been mentioned in any of the planning that's been done. And so I feel like I need my union to protect me, because I don't have a personal say in this. And I'm just feeling really uncomfortable myself personally.
So if it was remote learning until there was a vaccine, so you're talking a year, 2 years, 3 years, don't you think that there's going to be damage that is being done to these kids?
Well, I don't know, and no one knows, but I can tell you my parents were school age when they had to leave their home and escape from the Nazis, and they turned out fine. Uh-huh. And they didn't have school for 2 years while they were escaping. And a lot of people have been through experiences that are much more challenging than this. I think we just need to ride this out and take it one step at a time. And I don't think we need to be rushing into going back to school for people that are at high risk.
Maybe if it's not necessary for kids to be in school, then we just do away with school and the teachers union and all the rest of that stuff.
Well, I didn't say it's not necessary. I just said that at this point, it's too risky for certain people to go to school, because if they die, then it doesn't matter how good school is or isn't.
Right.
But you realize that these towns are going to be at massive economic shortfalls because of the people that are out of money, they're out of jobs, there's not the same income to be taxed and all those things. So these towns are already going to be forced to make cuts, as you've seen in other school districts, that adding to the budget and creating all these different fools, you know, these plexiglass doors, extra space, that's going to be impossible.
Well, how come stores can do it, and how come the baseball teams can do it?
Because the Red Sox are a profitable organization and a private company.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Did your school system just sign a $10 billion TV contract baseball?
There's not endless money.
I get that there's not endless money, but there has to be trade-offs made, and there has to be decisions made about how to spend that money wisely.
But the trade-offs are the people. But the trade, you understand that there are a lot of people who haven't been getting a paycheck all along, like you guys have.
I understand that, and that's very unfortunate, and I feel very bad for them.
Do you feel bad for them? I mean, you want your career to continue, and for the state to make some kind of, special scenario for you, but yet there's people who have just completely lost everything over the last 4 months. Are you concerned about them?
Yeah, I am concerned about them. And the federal government has provided trillions of dollars to give to businesses, to give to their employees while they're not working. And it's called the PPP program. So they have a PPP program for private industry, but they don't have a PPP program for the school system. So where's the priority?
Yeah. All right, Alan, thank you. Interesting perspective from Alan, longtime teacher.
Mm-hmm.
62 years old.
Yes.
62 years
correct.
Old. And see, this is the reason why there may not be school in September. Just if you're a parent, you're wondering, you got to figure out what you're going to do with your kids come September.
Why doesn't he retire? You can retire at 80% of your income as a teacher for the rest of your life.
He likes teaching. He wants to be there.
He said he enjoys his profession, Curtis. You could retire into the lap of your father's credit card and luxury. But you enjoy coming to work.
We're behind a bit. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.